The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins, along with Meg Peltier. Sorry, Meg, I've been saying your name wrong all day.
I told you earlier, either way is fine, whatever you can remember.
Yeah, and she's our guest host today on Pep Talk as well. So how are things going?
They have been so crazy busy. I feel like I always say that, and I feel like I always say that too. But it's been insane.
Yeah.
It's been insane. Gold and silver are like exceptionally, well, gold is very high. It's the highest it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So it has been crazy, nonstop crazy.
Well, and you mentioned silver, and I just read an article this last week saying that there's a silver shortage or something, and that's driving the price a little bit higher right now.
I mean, they say that often, so perhaps it's higher. It's still not where it should be. Silver is like, comparatively, silver's like a little over $33, almost $34, like $33.60, $33.60, where gold's at like $2,732.
Wow.
Hello.
Yeah.
So comparatively, silver is definitely higher than it was a year ago.
Okay.
But not as high as it was back during the Hunt Brother days when I was a wee little person.
Mm-hmm.
And back in 2010 when it got up to like $45 to $48. So we're not there yet with the silver, but it's still definitely higher than it's been in a while.
I would guess that you're checking those prices daily.
Every second of every day. I have an app on my phone that I use called Kitco Live. That's what I tell a lot of my customers to use because it's closest to the thing we use in our store called Fish Trade. It's a webpage we use called Fish Trade. That's the closest one that we have for comparisons. So I'm like, use Kitco because they were going to be the closest to us, and that's going to help you get the best information before you come in. Because we like to say, you know, arm yourself with information. It's always good.
Absolutely.
Educate yourself, and then we can help educate you more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know if they're bringing gold or silver in, they're getting the best price because they are armed with that information, like you said.
Exactly, exactly. Like, you know, we had a couple of customers come in, and they're like, well, if this is the spot price, you know, $2,730, why can't you buy it to me at that price? Or why can't I buy it at that price? And why can't you buy it back at that price? Well, that's not how I make a dollar to keep my lights on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still brick and mortar. I still have to pay my bills. And if I have to sell it off to somebody else, he's not going to give me that price. Or if it goes to another place, they're not going to give me that price. So, you know, everything makes a difference.
Well, this is, I'm very excited to meet you because I don't know a lot about Emerald Coast Coins and have not been to your shop yet. So tell me a little bit, for someone like me who's never been there.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what you do. I know you, I looked on your website and you have jewelry and coins as well as coins. But what are some of the services you provide to someone like me that walks in?
Yep. So we do purchase jewelry. Now, we don't... We technically don't sell jewelry. We will put out some pieces, like silver pieces, this time of year for the holidays because a lot of people are looking for pretty little things. So if we have something that's cute, we might put it out this time of year. But we have been around for 22 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. My dad and his buddy were just metal detecting buddies, and they were like, you know, this is fun with all of our these coins we're finding. Let's start a business. And that's basically what they did. They started a business together. 22 years later, here we are.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. That says a lot.
Yep.
That says a lot.
And so, and you know, veteran owned, my dad's retired Navy. And so,
oh, what a shock in this area.
That was super shocker, right? We all stay here. I married a Marine and moved away and then came back.
Of course. That's absolutely.
That went over super well.
Well, what's one of the most unusual, like when someone has come in and they open up the bag and they put it on the counter, what is the most unusual thing you've ever seen?
Oh, my dad and my brother see more of the cool things than I do just because I'll look at stuff and I'll be like, well, that's still crazy to me. Because as with everything, we're always still learning. You're always still learning. My brother just has this brain that just sucks in all this knowledge. We still have to ask. We have this whole network of coin dealers that we talk to. So we ask questions when we don't know the answers to. It was an old penny, I think. And it was in the 1700, like 17.
Really?
So I know I'm probably getting everything a little bit wrong with the, you know, a little bit wrong, but it was worth a few thousand. Like when I say like a few thousand dollars, it was worth a lot.
So it is true that if you get the right old penny, because I see those.
So
all
and
the
it
time.
Was well, and this one was a large penny. So yeah, like I said, it was like 17, like 1780. I can't even remember the year. 1780s. If they're listening, they'll text me the right year. Like it was an old penny, and it was worth. It was like about the size of a half dollar.
Interesting.
Yes, and that they sold that. They bought it from the guy for I don't know, like $8,000 or $10,000, and then they sold it. They turned around and were able to sell it for a couple. You know, we made money on it for
sure. Wow. So it's interesting to me because now people aren't using cash.
They try not to.
And then the coins have really gone by the wayside. Are you seeing that affect anything, or does that actually improve the market for you?
I won't say that it doesn't 100% improve the market or not improve the market one way or the other, because coin collectors, I think, have always been around, and they are teaching their grandchildren to be into the coin collecting. Everybody is into buying gold and silver right now. Anybody who's listening to the news and, you know, thinks about not keeping their money just in 401ks or the bank or wherever they keep their money, they're like, well, gold and silver is something I can hold in my hand and keep, and I know it's going to retain some sort of value.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, with all the information we have today in today's society, it's become more prevalent to come in and buy gold and silver. So we're definitely, I feel like, you know, haven't lost that like niche, I guess.
Okay. What made that penny so rare? Was it the fact that there weren't many made, or was it missing a certain
mark?
Weren't
many made. It was weren't many made. It was like old, like really old penny. And I wish that if they're not listening to me, obviously
well,
because they
be.
Have it. Yeah, because they're probably busy because again,
yeah,
you know,
because we're busy.
Yeah, because we're busy all the time. So hopefully they'll text me the penny, but. Well, it was an old penny.
Okay. People don't realize, I don't think, what an art it is, coin collecting.
It really is.
Really interesting. And I was looking on your site, and I came across a word. Let me see if I can pronounce it correctly. Numismatic?
Yes,
is that correct?
Good job.
Because I was looking, and you're part of the Florida Numismatic Society.
Yes.
And in the national one, it looks like. So tell me a little bit about that, because then it said something about a numismatic coin. And I thought, okay, what is that? So please, edumacate me.
I'll edumacate you to the best of my abilities.
Because yes, I find it fascinating, really. And so my dad was all into this.
And I was not into this until we had a second store for a while out in Milton where I live out that way. And so I wasn't into it until my dad was like, I'm going to open a second store. And I'm like, I will learn whatever I need to learn to get out of the job I'm in, please. So that's what I did. And here I am all these years later. The Numismatic Society, Florida Numismatic Society, is, you know, just a society of coin collectors. Just, you know,
is that what it means? Basically,
yep, there's this
coin collection.
Coin collection. Yep, numismatic is collecting money. It doesn't have to be coins. It could be, you know, currency too, paper money.
Oh, okay.
So it's all things like that of currency collecting. What makes a coin collectible or not collectible? I would say it's a little subjective. I get calls daily because there's a lot of like YouTube videos. Again, there's a lot of information on the web nowadays. So I, you know, there's YouTube videos and they're like, look for certain errors and this could be worth thousands, you know, and they like to stretch that truth just a little too much just so they can get their views and get their pennies, so to speak, when people watch their videos. Collectability usually is date of a coin, the condition of a coin. There was a newer coin recently that was it was just a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Mankiller quarter, and Wilma Mankiller. And she had a really nice error on her. And like a lot of people call with errors every day, but this error was one you could not deny. It looked like there was a lightning bolt across the back of the coin.
Oh, wow.
And then there was a little like blob on the front. Like these coins, when they came out, they were selling just a quarter that you got in your pocket change. We're selling anywhere from $500 to $1,200.
Oh, I'm going to have to look at my quarters.
On the eBay. Right? And like, you cannot, like, these are ones you could not deny. Like, these are errors. When you see them, boom, they're there.
So it never occurred to me that a coin that has an error on it would be valuable.
Yes. Some
that
can.
Somehow it doesn't seem right.
It's crazy. Like, that one could. Like, then there's others that are, like, a little off-centered or something like that. They're a buck or two sometimes, you know. So my brothers pushed me to finally learn about errors, so I'm working on that this year. Mm-hmm. I'm trying.
Is that a qualification to be in a numismatic society or that kind
no.
of?
No. Is it a qualification for my brother? Yes.
Oh, for your brother.
So,
okay.
So we ask him all the questions. Do I stress him out? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So in speaking about coins, so I always think of the United States coins. I remember my father would collect pennies looking for certain dates, that
yes.
kind of thing, like the 1864, the Civil War mm-hmm. type Confederate money. Do you also deal with foreign coins or antique, like coins from other countries, like Mexican, possibly pesos or something that's very unique? Like, what are those unique things that are out there that if someone looked through their closet?
So we do deal in foreign coins. I feel like I'm throwing my brother under the bus this morning.
Just making it work for him.
I know, right? Again, this is his forte. He knows the most about foreign coins and foreign currency. We have a customer that comes in every day who has dealt, that was his job, you know, to do foreign money and currency too. So he comes in every day, and if I have questions, I totally ask him too. So we deal on those things. Are pesos and stuff worth money? Not necessarily. They devalued their money. In 1994 was the last time they devalued their money. So you're not really going to find anything unique in pesos per se. However, that's something we buy usually by like the handfuls or the pound. So we have people that will come in, like we'll have like 30 or 40 pounds sometimes at a time, and people will go through and dig through them and find the cool coins that they like, because there's something for everybody. There's something that everybody mm-hmm. likes.
What's your favorite?
My favorite coin, American coin, is the Morgan dollar.
Describe that.
So the Morgan dollar is an old dollar. It's about the size of an Eisenhower dollar, if you remember the old Eisenhower
yes.
dollars.
Yes, I do. And the Kennedy half dollars.
Yep, Kennedy half dollars are a little bit smaller, but it's about the size of a Eisenhower dollar. It's got a lady's head on it, and she's got cotton in her hair. And then on the back, it's got the eagle. I just think it's a pretty coin.
Hmm.
It's one of my favorite coins. It reminds me of the cowboy days. I always talk about this, whether it's, you know, to customers or in here. You know, that's what they would rob the trains for. It's like, you know, all those Morgan and Peace dollars. Carson City, you know, when you would go to the casinos, they would spit out these dollars in the actual, you know.
Really?
Oh, wow. In the machines. I have customers that come in all the time and tell me, like, this came from, like, the machines or whatever.
Oh, no kidding.
So
it's still in the marketplace?
We still get them in all the time. We have a lot in our store. So that's my favorite American coin. My favorite non-American coin is my Athenian owl. It's an ancient coin.
Ooh.
So it's got
describe that.
She's got Athena on one side and her trusty owl on the other side. And she's from 400 to 440 BC.
Wow.
It's my favorite.
Wow.
My favorite.
Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins, our guest today, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions. And we do have a couple questions for you on the text line.
Yay.
I found two 1943 dimes. Should I have them looked at?
You don't necessarily have to bring them in. 1943 is actually a really common year for the Mercury dime. It's a Mercury. So the Mercury dimes, they have the wings mm-hmm. in her hair, so it looks like Mercury. They are actually pretty common, unless they were beautiful and circulated. You know, they're usually just worth around their silver price, which is going to be a little over $2 today off the top of my head, almost, you know, off the top of my head mm-hmm. without math in it.
I know that there were some 40s steel wheat pennies that are worth something, right?
The 1943 copper penny, the steel pennies are literally a dime a dozen. I have bags full of them.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep.
Second question. Double stamp penny from the 1860s that I've never actually looked at selling. It's not in great condition, which we've talked about before, but I'll mm-hmm. let you answer that. Would it be worth a lot?
I would have to see it to see if it's double stamped. And when I say I mean my brother. always. And what year did you say it was?
1860s.
Just depending on the condition, it would all super subjective. Mm-hmm. You could call the store. It's 850-473-1515. And we actually have a phone that you can text pictures to. Not that they will be able to tell with a text picture, but they might be able to give you more information.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about the condition of coins before, and I know you said that obviously people shouldn't clean them. That's actually a bad thing for the coins.
Really?
But
yes, never clean a coin.
But in terms of the condition of it, you said even if it degrades a little bit over time, it still might hold its value.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. I mean, like there's some, it's the 1893 Carson, or the 1893 Morgan dollars. Those are better coins in general for the Morgan dollars. And some of the, one of them is the 1893 S, I believe it is. And its lowest grade, it's like $2,000.
Hmm. Both of us went, I want to find one of those.
Yeah,
dang.
No kidding.
Wow. Yep. And that's pretty worn and loved, and it's been in somebody's pocket for years, like $2,000.
Mm-hmm. So a quick question on buying from other places, and then obviously they might wind up in your store someday. So if people see rare coins or purportedly rare coins on like eBay, or they see something unique on TV, and they end up spending a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
What can happen if you end up doing something like that?
So my biggest worries, not always eBay so much, because I do know there are some great sellers on eBay. So mm-hmm. I don't ever want to say that there's not. There are some decent sellers on eBay. There's a lot that go, way more that go off the cuff. On the TV shows, you'll be up late at night watching TV. And you'll see those guys up there selling, I got this great dollar and I'm selling it for X amount of dollars. It's really hard not to sit there and want to just buy everything you see. Because if you do, I've had people buy them and then they come in and they're like, oh, I could have bought this for like $30 cheaper and not pay shipping.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell people, even if they don't buy from us, just to come in and have a conversation, see the price differences. You know, talk to us, talk to your friends, talk to, you know, other coin shops. If you go anywhere else, you know, there's coin shops, believe it or not, there's coin shops all over the Gulf Coast. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, go talk to people and get your information before you make your decision when you're buying something. There's little coin shows that pop up here and there. We just had one. It wasn't last weekend, the weekend before. You know, there'll be one in Foley in January.
Oh, mm-hmm. that's great. Where will that one be?
It'll be at the Foley Civic Center.
Okay. I mean, there'll be multiple dealers there
as well? Yep, there'll be a good handful of dealers there. And so, like, you know, just walk around and talk to people and ask questions and dip your toes in the water.
Do you have info on those events at your store?
I will. When it gets closer to time, I'll start having more info on that Foley one. Yep, okay. For sure.
Sounds good. Another question for you on the text line. How much is my bicentennial quarter worth? It has a hole in it.
It's worth 25 cents.
No. Mm. Oh.
Probably like 23 cents because it's got a hole in it. Bummer.
Yeah. I'd be interested in
I mean,
how
somebody
the hole
made
got
it.
There.
Yeah, somebody probably made it into like a chain, to put on a chain or something.
Oh, like a necklace or something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Now they do. You know, there's all kinds of like little things people look for. They'll say, "Oh, it could have an error." You know, but it's got a hole in it.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer.
Kennedy half dollars.
Kennedy half dollars will at least have silver in them up until 1970.
Okay.
After that, they're 50 cents.
Go to the bank with that.
That's it. Go to the bank with them.
What factors all go into appraising coins?
Like when you bring them into our store to appraise them? Well, we have when somebody were to bring us in like a family collection to look at, we will sit down and we'll look at each coin, pretty much each coin individually. If you brought me in like 2,000 wheat pennies, I'm not going to look through all your wheat pennies. If you have a few that you think are better, you definitely always can pull that aside first before you come in. Like, you know, but we'll catalog each coin for you. And then if you need a written appraisal, we will write it up, or a typed appraisal, we will type that up. And we just take our time and we make sure we write the coin, the grade, and either what we would pay for it or the retail value, whichever one you're looking for.
Are quarters from 1968 considered valuable? That's it. Question from the text line.
No. I know on the internet, they talk about, there's something on the internet that talks about them being valuable, but to me, it's just a quarter.
Mm.
There's nothing special there.
Okay.
Okay.
So we've talked in the past that you've had some really unique other items besides coins in the store. We talked about a flag that you had. We talked about, I think, a moon rock.
Yes.
What's currently in the store that's kind of unique like that?
We still have a couple of the flags in the store, and I don't even know if we have the ammonites. We might be out of our ammonites, which are the little fossils that look like snail shells.
Okay.
Kind of. They're like billions of years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say petrified wood, but that's not really unique. And we've had that since the store has been open. But it's there. We have a lot of cool things just to look at in general, too, besides things for sale.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, I told you he opened the store because of metal detecting. So he has his little case full of most of his metal detecting
finds.
His treasures.
Oh.
So a lot of people like to come in because, you know, not only with coin collecting is it, you know, buying coins or buying gold and silver, it's history.
That's right.
So it's history. So you get to come in and look at history. And so he has like a lot of history just sitting right there.
Do you find in this area that you do get some of the Confederate coins?
Not so much. You know, there's a lot of places that you're not allowed to metal detect in general. So it's very limited to what you can and cannot find. If you're allowed to go on somebody's private property, you know, it's endless what you can find, obviously. But you can't go to the base. You can't go like down to Fort Pickens or Johnson's Beach or anything like that.
Oh, that's interesting.
All off limits.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yep. So, but you can find some cool things. Like he's got old bite bullets and the little musket balls.
Hmm.
And yep, cool things like that.
Yeah.
With the holidays coming up, people can obviously stop by your store. What would you recommend people get their kids for the holidays, for example?
We should be getting in some more 2024 Silver Eagles, and I talked about this last time, that we start running out, and like we might have a handful left right now of 2024 Silver Eagles. That's always my go-to. One, it's silver, so it's going to retain at least silver value, and it's, you know, it's this year, so you're like, okay, well, here's a cool little present for this year. If you have to ship it somewhere, it's going to be easier to ship.
True.
It's not going to weigh like 40 pounds.
True. This is true.
So I always say silver eagles, and you don't have to get silver eagles. We have other cool coins that aren't even this year. We have like a Year of the Dragon, which is this year coin, a quokka, which is an Australian animal. Which is one of my favorite animals ever. It's the happiest animal.
A quokka?
A quokka.
Yeah.
Q-U-O-K-K-A.
What is it?
It's a little rodent-looking thing, and it's just the happiest little animal on the planet. And if it's scared, it will throw its young to save itself.
Oh.
Wow.
Lovely.
Literally the best.
Okay.
Interesting.
So it's but not quite like a koala bear.
Not quite like a koala. But they always smile when you take their picture.
Aw.
They're so cute. And, like, you know, we have different animal-looking things. So, like, if you have somebody who likes animals, we have all different kinds of coins like that to get them into collecting.
Interesting. It's so fascinating to me.
Yes.
It's like this whole other world.
It really is. It's mind-blowing.
Now, I have a question, too, about gifts. My father used to give me the books, the collecting books of quarters and nickels.
Mm-hmm.
Do those have any value? Because I have stacks of those.
It would just depend on what's in there.
Okay.
Always depends.
All right.
Are those something that you sell at the store?
I sell books and and I look at them. Yep, mm-hmm. I have the little blue folders.
Yes, the blue.
Yep,
yeah,
sure do.
Do you have any recommendations for people who want to maybe get, I don't know, an ideal book so that they can check their coins at home?
The Red Book. We have those at the store. We sell them for $15. That mm-hmm. is a great book for information.
Is that constantly being updated, or is it just the Red Book?
We do them every
like the Bible?
Every year. Nope, you can get one every year.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And it's way better than the internet, in my opinion. But I'm a book person, so
mm-hmm.
it's full of information.
Awesome. Well, we have about 10 seconds left, cool. So let's tell people where you're located.
Yep. 1811 Creighton Road, right past the Lanier Light, across from Cumberland Farms. And the phone number is 850-473-1515.
And what days of the week are you open?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We don't take jewelry after 4 o'clock.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thanks
Stephanie.
Thanks.
I'm Chris Foster. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announces more aid for Palestinians in Gaza and says it's time for a ceasefire.
Israel has accomplished the strategic goals that it set out for itself
by effectively dismantling the Hamas military operation. More than 25 million Americans have voted early so far, around 2 million in Georgia, where former President Trump says just vote.
Most importantly, just vote. Whichever way you want to do it. I've been one that says whichever way, just get out and vote. Be a little careful. Make sure your vote gets counted. There are ways of doing that, too.
Vice President Harris is asked by a voter in Pennsylvania on CNN what's something she sees as a weakness.
I may not be quick to have the answer as soon as you ask it about a specific policy issue sometimes, because I'm going to want to research it. I'm going to want to study it. I'm kind of a nerd sometimes, I confess.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 10:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 70 and sunny in Pensacola today. And some more drama this morning at the Santa Rosa County Board of Commissioners meeting that all started when Chris Kerb from Flood Defenders showed up to speak during a public comment promoting an increase in Santa Rosa County's local option sales tax.
I've been promoting your local option sales tax, and I get a lot of false misinformation on there. And I don't think people really understand what's going on with the local option sales tax and what good stuff it's going to bring to Santa Rosa County.
But following Kerb's comments, Commissioner James Calkins said that he had commented on Kerb, an Escambia County resident, promoting an increase in taxes in Santa Rosa County. But he was then interrupted by Kerb. Commission Chairman Sam Parker ended up having Kerb escorted out of the meeting when it devolved into a shouting match.
That you will, sir, can you?
Mr. Kerb.
Sir.
Mr. Kerb.
I want to finish.
Mr.
Excuse
Kerb.
My French,
can
sir.
You leave? Hey, man, can you? I think we pay like $47 an hour. Can you escort him out? Okay, thank you. Can you escort him out, please? We're not going to sit there and use. We're not going to sit there and use profanity.
And it's the second dramatic meeting
in
Santa Rosa County just this week following an incident.
Dry day on tap as high pressure continues to dominate our forecast. Temperatures will start out in the lower 60s this morning, heading into the afternoon, climbing right back into the middle and upper 80s. Going into tonight, temperatures drop back down into the lower 60s, making way for middle 80s once again for the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell. We are WEAR, First Warning Weather Update.
70 and sunny in Pensacola, 65 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. Your next news at 11 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Because Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. I'm your host, PJ, in studio with me is Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins, and also Meg Peltier, my guest host on Pep Talk. Welcome back for another half an hour.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Always fun.
So one of the things we didn't cover in the last segment was I know that you also collect jewelry.
Yeah, we also purchase jewelry. Some people will call it like scrap jewelry or jewelry in general. We buy that because for anybody who's like has estate stuff that they need to get rid of, like their you know, parents passed away or whoever. So we'll buy gold and silver jewelry. We don't buy it like if you brought in an appraisal, you know, we're not going to pay like based off an appraisal price. We buy it based off of the weight of the gold or the silver, and the carat of the gold or the silver. And then we have to do paperwork for the police department. So we personally sit on that for 30 days. You still get paid the same day. A lot of people are like, oh, do I get paid in 30 days? No, no, you get paid the same day. I get paid 30 days later.
Wow.
To make sure that I always tell them, make sure you're a good citizen and I'm following the rules because I don't go to jail for anybody except my best friend.
How long does it take to run that background check on the jewelry?
Honestly, sometimes not long at all. So we do a sheet. It's called Leads Online. And we started with that. It's probably been almost 10 years now, I think, this area has been doing it. It's all over the country. So it's not just local to here. It's all over the country. And we type in all their information. We get their thumbprint signature. We did one a while back, and within 5 minutes, the police department called us because they were looking for an individual, and it popped up. They asked if they were still there, and I was like, nope, they left, but this is, you know, gave them a description of the car they were driving, and you know, all that fun stuff.
Was that a situation where you had to notify the police, or they were just watching the system
they were
and they
just
showed
watching,
up?
They were just watching the system, and they showed up. They were looking for this person, this person specifically for whatever reason.
Like a burglary situation or
probably
something.
And it just popped up on there that the person was there. So that's how quick it can work.
Oh, wow.
And it's good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun little system. And, you know, we like... I would always prefer to not buy jewelry that's been stolen, obviously. But when it happens, you know, it's nice to be able to help the people to get their stuff back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it comes up about who filed the police report right away, and
exactly.
You're able to contact them and say, we just discovered where it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just steps and procedures.
Mm-hmm.
So and that doesn't happen. Again, that doesn't happen too often. A lot of people kind of get sketched out and they're like, I like forgot my ID, or, you know, they kick out.
So if you lose a wedding ring, report it right away.
You can try. Yeah. Well, that'll be a little bit harder too. Cause I know, like, you know, especially a lot of people will go to the beach and, you know, don't wear your jewelry at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that, you know, I say that, don't wear your jewelry at the beach because then it gets lost.
Yeah.
The metal detector people find it. I'm not saying that for always, but sometimes, or kids find it, or whoever. You never know. So
you mentioned estate sales. So I would imagine families are cleaning out stuff. How do they know what to save and what not to save?
Oh, that's such a great question. I would think if it looks a silver or gold to you, you bring it in. We can check it out for you. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you know, and we can price it for you. This will kind of piggyback off the jewelry. If you brought in like a diamond ring or anything like that, even anything from an estate sale, if you brought in anything that you're trying to sell, if you brought that back in and you're like, oh, that price isn't just quite what I was looking for. We also offer our stores like a safe haven. So if you were to put something up like either an estate sale, but like on Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or whatever people use today to sell, you say, oh, well, I'm going to meet you at the coin shop where I'm safe.
That's very smart.
Exactly. And it's, you know, whatever cash only, whatever transaction you agree to. But that way, you know, the person's for real and they'll show up. And we've had people use that numerous times to come in and make an exchange, whether it be for jewelry or, you know, whatever else they needed to exchange to keep everybody safe. You know, it's just something we offer.
That's a really great thing.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
No. And I don't want anybody, you know, I want to keep everybody as safe as possible. So that's what we tried to do.
Yeah. Stephanie Dodson from Emerald Coast Coins, our guest today, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions. So what do you see as sort of the big seller in the store right now?
Silver has been insane right now because that time of year, that time of season maybe. Silver's hard to keep in right now. But I say that in gold, even though gold's at over $2,700, people are still buying that because I think they're just hoping it'll keep going up. And it might. If I was a fortune teller, if I knew what it was going to do, buddy, I'd be racking in on that too so I could cash in and, you know, go live my best life in Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I just, if that's what they want to buy, I give them all the information they need and let them buy. But silver has been the biggest seller right now.
Okay.
Like in silver, like whether it just be generic silver ingots or silver rounds, which an ingot could be technically a round or a bar, but You know, silver eagles. They'll even buy the old Morgan dollars, like, or peace dollars, which I didn't really talk about those. You know, they'll even buy those because they're still silver. They're still 90% silver.
Mm-hmm. What's a peace dollar?
So a peace dollar is the same size as a Morgan dollar, but her on the back, she it says peace on it. And she looks like she has rays coming out of her head on the front. And that is one that's in the Tombstone movie. Like, I like to correlate things to movies. Like, he's playing with it, and then he puts it down. And that's when the cowboys come up and talk to him when he's sitting at the table, right before Doc Holliday and the other, his name escaped me, but right before they start speaking Latin to each other.
Interesting.
So I've never watched that movie before, ever in my life.
It's a good movie. It's a great movie. Yeah, when you said peace coin, I thought maybe right away 1960s, but you're saying it's older than that.
It is older than that. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we can. I love that, too.
Do you see a lot of collectors coming in the store or a lot of first-time people coming and checking, just curious about it?
I'm getting a lot of first-timers who are wanting to delve into the buying of gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
Collectors wise, my collectors are pretty steady. They've either been collectors for a while in the coin collecting world and the numismatic world. And they're starting, like I said, they're starting to bring in their grandchildren or their children, and they're starting to get into it. So the collectors, I think, stay pretty consistent. I do have a couple of kids that have been coming in since they were shorter than me. And they are now both taller than me, and they come in from Texas every summer.
Mm.
And it's great. And I love that they come in, and they, you know, and then I go to a show in Texas every year. And so I get to see them again when I go to Texas. And I just like, I look at it and it's crazy. It makes me feel super old that they were so little. They were like probably 10 ish when they started coming in, and now they're like teenagers.
When they start getting taller than you, like, it's very taller. Disconcerting.
They walked in last time. I'm like, what happened? You're taller than me.
Mm-hmm. Do they ever have coins? Like, I've watched a lot of movies. So do they ever have a coin? Like, often you hear about artwork that's out there that's been stolen, that's been missing for a long time. Do you have a watch list for certain coins?
We do have a watch list that they put out for coins and stuff.
Really?
That have been stolen.
Okay.
Yep, we sure do. Yep.
All right. We'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leaven Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the slow smoke barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions. You are listening to Pep Talk. Stephanie Dodson, Emerald Coast Coins, is our guest. We do have a question for you on the text line.
Sure.
If I bring in silver to sell, what percentage of the, hold on one second, of the market price do you pay?
Well, it depends on what kind of silver it is. So that's a super broad question, so I have to give a super broad answer. Mm-hmm. If it's sterling silver, I have I weigh it up by the by the gram and sell it and buy it by the gram, and I pay a super percentage of that because when it goes off and gets melted, we get just a percentage of that sterling silver price. If there are silver eagles, as long as they're pretty, I'm paying like, I think around, well, yesterday, I haven't really been there much this morning, it was like 50 cents over a spot. If it's like generic silver rounds, I'm paying back of silver price. So if silver's at $33.75, I would pay minus $1.75, just for, sake of the argument. Mm-hmm. So everything's subjective. If it's a kookaburra or a koala, all those are all different. So it's a broad spectrum. If it's a 10-ounce bar or a 100-ounce bar, everything's different.
Mm, interesting.
Yep, but just because everything's so spur crazy right now with the prices, kind of the way they're jumping around, like the other buyers that I sell stuff to, if I get a big quantity in, get a little touchy, so we have to kind of just watch how we buy things.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
When people come into the store to buy, are the items subject to sales tax?
That's an excellent question. In the state of Florida, if you buy an American coin, American Eagle, paper money, Morgan dollars, 90% silver, which quarter to dimes, half dollars, that stuff is not taxable.
Mm.
If you are purchasing gold eagles, all that stuff's not taxable. If you are purchasing, like I was saying, like a kookaburra or just a 1 ounce silver round, the year of the dragon, like I talked about, anything like that, if you were purchasing anything under $500, you are subject to sales tax.
Okay.
In the state of Florida. So that's their threshold. You have to spend at least $500
okay.
to have no sales tax.
Another question for you on the text line, 850-437-1620. Any value to the Sacagawea dollars?
No, they're just a dollar.
Okay.
They are just a dollar. There are like a handful of tiny little errors on one. Like it looks like it has like an arrow going through the eagle on the back. Like a bar going through that. So that's something cool to look for. Mm-hmm. That might have a little bit of value to it, but overall, they're just a dollar.
Are there a lot of those in circulation
yet?
Yes. Okay.
Jillions or millions.
Interesting. So proof sets. Should people be buying proof sets?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. That's Stephanie's personal opinion.
Yeah.
But you buy whatever your little heart desires.
Mm-hmm.
We are personally not purchasing proof sets right now at the store because we have so many of them and we don't have an outlet for them. We don't have another dealer or supplier to sell them to. So we're like on hold. Now, if there's silver in them, I can buy the silver ones because I have an outlet for silver,
mm-hmm.
But so in my year, 1977, there's no silver in that proof set. I can't do anything with that proof set. So like if somebody brought me in like 10 of those, I'd be like, just take them back. I can't do anything with them right now.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yep.
What is scrap gold and do you buy it?
So scrap gold, yes, I buy it. And scrap gold is the jewelry. We'll call it scrap gold or broken jewelry or unwanted jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
We buy it at a percentage of its price. So if, 14 carat is 58.5% of the actual gold price, which is $2,700. I pay a percentage of that 58.5% because, again, I have to sit on it for 30 days, and I don't know where gold's going to be at in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And when it goes to get melted, just because it's 58.5% doesn't mean it's going to melt at that 58.5%. They don't have to make it 14 carat exactly. So it's, we have to put all those numbers into consideration. when we weigh things up to purchase them. But yeah, I buy it as long as you get to my store before 4 o'clock.
If I was looking at jewelry and trying to determine something, if it's 14 karat, 18 karat, mm-hmm. is there a way to do that visually? Or are there things that you can look for when you're thinking about bringing something in?
So if you're just looking at your jewelry at your house.
Or estate jewelry.
Or estate jewelry. So 18 karat jewelry will have a more like orangish, yellowish color. Like it's deeper and it's heavier. Like usually it'll be a little bit heavier. They should be marked and not magnetic. Those are the three biggest things. They should all be marked and not magnetic. I would say those are three biggest things. And again, 18 karat, 22 karat, they're all going to be, they're going to feel more dense in your hand and heavy. Platinum's the same way. Platinum might look silver, but like when you hold it, platinum has a really heavy feel in your hand. And it's just something like you get used to. Like I'll be going through people's jewelry and, you know, sorting it from real and not real, and they're like, how are you doing this without looking at every piece? I'm like, oh, I've been doing this for so long.
Right.
It's just second nature now. So, but yeah, those are the biggest things. And it should say 14, but now just because it says 14 karat does not mean that it is.
So if it's magnetic, definitely not.
Magnetic, definitely not. And even it can say 14 karat and not be magnetic and still not be gold because copper is not magnetic.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, no, that's true. Yeah. That is,
yep.
Wow, okay.
So there's lots of things we have to look into. And just over time, it's just something like our brain has worked on to, and we have a handful of new people that are learning all this too. They're like, this is so much information. I'm like, y'all, I know.
Well, any given day, someone could walk in with something.
Oh, yes. It's crazy. We get, and it's happened around here too, those people who will sit at the gas station and they're like, I just need gas to get home to Miami. And I have this 18 karat gold ring. You know, I'll sell it to you for like $40. And they sell it to this person who's just trying to help somebody out. But the ring's not even gold. It's brass. It's really nice, shined up brass. Yep.
Ooh.
So I always tell everybody, I'm like, just tell them, hey, go to the coin shop or go to the pawn shop and get your money there.
And they'll look at you and they're trying to scam you.
Right.
Pep Talk returns after this.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about the role of the District 1 Medical Examiner now that ground has been broken on the new facility off of Avalon in Milton. Great day for law enforcement and for families dealing with the tragedy of losing a loved one in this four-county area. Shared with you some of the thoughts from President Martha Saunders about the state of UWF. That was something that we carried for you exclusively here on News Radio. And PPD's got a new Bearcat. Lots of things to talk about. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Stephanie from Ammo Coast Coins, our guest today, 850-437-1620. She's been getting lots of great questions from you guys, so
yes,
keep it up.
I love it.
All right. Do you also sell or buy or sell gold bullion?
I do buy and sell gold bullion. So when people ask me about gold bullion, I will break it down for them because they'll call and ask me about gold bullion. I'm like, so are you looking for a gold bar or are you looking for gold eagles? Or, because bullion, again, I say this a lot. It's subjective. Like you can buy a coin or you can buy a bar, but I sell it all and I buy it all. All at different prices. Everything's going to have a different price point. The American stuff's going to be a little bit more, but that's because it costs us more to get. And actually, like a gold Kougaran is going to be, which is from South Africa, is going to be a little bit cheaper right now. I don't know why. But if that's what you want, that's what I got for you.
Do you see a lot of gold bars coming through the door?
Lately, I have not seen as many gold bars, but I've seen plenty of gold bars. From 1 ounce to 10 ounce. So,
interesting.
Oh, and kilos. I've seen kilos.
Obviously,
before.
People can find them at your store, but where would you come across it otherwise?
Haven't you seen the Italian Job? No, I'm just kidding. there's websites out there that you can purchase from that are legit websites besides just my shop. That you can purchase them from. They're just cool little things to have, and they come in their nice little secure packages. We also have a machine that we paid for. I've talked about this before, XRF machine that cost a good penny that helps us test everything to make sure it's true and real.
Interesting.
I love it.
Yeah.
That machine cost a lot, and it's saved us already.
Mm-hmm. Should people be looking at gold coins, silver coins as investments for, like, say, retirement or what have you?
So I always say I'm not an investor, but I say go with what your heart says. If you think you need a gold coin, then 100% buy it. I am a fan of silver just because it's easier to purchase in smaller quantities. It costs less than gold right now. But there are some gold pieces I like. So if I can get them, I will. I buy what my heart says I need.
Is it that silver has a sort of a gradual and steady increase
right
as
now
opposed to gold, which might go up, might go down?
Exactly. For now.
Okay.
I wish I knew what it was going to do for sure.
Yeah. Cleaning of coins. We've talked about that a little bit in the past. Should people clean?
No, don't clean your coins. Cleaning your coins is bad juju. Now, I say that silver bullion or gold bullion, you can kind of do that a little bit because they're not going to have a numismatic, collectability. But like coins like that Morgan and Peace dollar, don't clean those. You don't want to take that $2,000 coin I talked about earlier and make it, $200.
All right. One more time. Tell us where you're located.
1811 Creighton Road.
And the website?
EmeraldCoastCoins.com or find us on Facebook.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stephanie.